Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach.
Why don't you say yes?
Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible for your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, and welcome to the Science of Yes. I'm your hostess, Pamela Heath, and I am the Yes Coach. We'll be examining the energy of yes and how you can leverage your knowledge of this energy and your belief in the power of yes to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach and a business strategist, and I specialize in breaking down the emotional barriers that block you from what you're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and organization. And that's coupled with years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager, and I also spent many years focusing on leading impactful, transformational programs. And I'll work with you to enhance your ability to create an extraordinary life that you absolutely love. I call myself the Yes Coach, and my process that I designed is called the Science of Yes. Join me on my show happening here every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'll guide you into having it all. You don't have to let your fears keep you frozen in place. Take on life and everything it has to offer. Say yes to life. Please visit my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. You can sign up there for a download of my free ebook, The Yes Blueprint, Scale Your Business to Win. You can come on my program and get your questions answered. Any question regarding starting a business or creating your business plan or anything around getting your business going, and I can support you. I focus on conscious professionals as well as creative artists. I'm not a psychic, and I don't do readings, but you might be amazed at how I can support and guide you if you want life, career, and even romance guidance. Coming from the energy of yes, anything is possible. Let's talk. You can call into my podcast. The number is area code 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Callers are welcome. You can ask me for advice and support with any situation you're dealing with in life, and I'll come from the energy of yes. Now, I'm also broadcasting right now on Clubhouse. My handle is Pamijo, P-A-M-M-I-J-O, and you're welcome to join me on Clubhouse as well. I'm here to help you take charge of your life. I'm inviting you to come and play with me in the world of yes. I'm a single mother, and I live in Southern California. I have one son who is going to be 32 years old on Sunday. He's an aspiring music producer. And what I do for a living, well, I'm the Yes Coach. What I do for fun, I love singing karaoke and doing lip sync battles, and I love movies and reading science fiction and fantasy novels. I'm also a gamer. I play video games. That's right. I didn't stutter. I'm a gamer. For real. serious. I'm not kidding. I play World of Warcraft. I also play Guild Wars and Diablo 3 and Lord of the Rings online. I belong to alliances and guilds, and I have friends in England and Australia and Canada that I've never even met in person. I play with them ongoingly and a half for years. I love children, and I believe in the power of the mind in every sense of the word. I empower the law of attraction, and I'm a devout Christian who practices Nietzsche and Shosho Buddhism. I call myself the Yes Coach, and my process, I call it the science of yes. So why do I call my process a science? Well, it's because I specialize in supporting right-brain people to achieve spiritually what left-brain people achieve intellectually. I have a very interesting background. Though I did go to college, I didn't pursue a career in what I studied in college. I studied broadcast journalism. So by rights, I should be on TV as a newscaster. But in college, though I was trained in creativity and communication through writing, what came next was over 27 years as a legal administrator, operations manager, and human resource expert. Eventually, I realized that I could leverage all of that diverse experience and expertise, and I began my own consulting company, developing a technique I call Yes Coaching. It's based on the principle that anything is possible if you're willing to say yes. Yes Coaching evolved into the science of yes, and I provide the strategy, coaching, and support for a life that's fueled by your unending passion. So by simply being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. When I say be a yes, I'm not talking about semantics or simply the word yes. And I'm not just talking about positive thinking either. What I'm speaking of is a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of that. That's right. There's who you are in life and there's who you be in life. And what I'm teaching is about who you be and what you do as you are being that. So if who you be is yes, and what you do is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, passion, and fun. And that's all there is to it. It's not complicated. As a matter of fact, we humans are the ones who complicate things. Yep, we do. So what this is all about, this conversation that I'm generating, I'm here on my podcast. This is a weekly podcast. I have every Thursday night at 8 p.m. And I opened it up to Clubhouse because I've been hanging out on Clubhouse since December 17th. And so I'm having a ball hanging out on Clubhouse. I highly recommend it. I'm here helping people find the pathway to the life of their dreams. Now, I'm taking some things on faith here, okay? I'm relying on you wanting to take your life on in this manner. In other words, you have that desire to have the yes, I can attitude, and you want steps to live the life of your dreams. More smiles, more joy, more happiness. You're on the hunt for the pathway to the good life, the happy, satisfied, fulfilled life. And I'm assuming that since you're listening to a show called The Science of Yes, that there's something about yes that calls to you. I'm an author. I wrote a book called Say Yes, 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. Now, how would you like to have the life of your dream in 7 steps? So I don't want to assume you want this. I want to take that on, that you'd be interested in that. So what could you possibly do to have your dream life in 7 steps? Well, let's find out. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about the science. Okay, well, let's look at the definition of the word science. The definition. This is straight out of the dictionary. The definition of science is the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of structure, and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. That's a mouthful, okay? I'll say it again. The definition of science, the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. So my intention is you, through observation and experiment, get anything you want in life. You just burst through, take the actions to achieve your goals, doing what you always wanted to do in life. You take charge and you make things happen in a time frame that you might not have thought was possible. So by being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you are willing to say yes to. So when I say be a yes, I'm not talking about say yes over and over again like some kind of Buddhist mantra. It's not the word that has the power. I'm speaking of your mindset and how you live your life. So the coaching and the support and the empowerment and the validation and all the structures inside of my coaching is to provide whatever is needed for you to be a powerful force in your life, in your business. You know, I focus mostly on people who are creative, who have spiritual minds, because they are the ones who live their life, you know, on the edge. I help you design and create customized programs for yourself and for your customers and clients. And you do this inside of yes. You want to be your own boss. You want to be a business owner. You want to make a living, actually achieving abundance and prosperity in the thing that you love the most, whether you're spiritual or a health and wellness practitioner, a creative artist, singer, songwriter, you know, actress, writer, whatever it is that fuels you. For many people who are creative and spiritual, you find that you have to take on odd jobs in order to focus and keep yourself going. So even if you're not sure what you want to create, but you know you want to create something, you want to be a business owner, you want to be somebody who is in charge of your life, I'm your go-to guru. I can help you get started. I can take you to the next level, and whatever level you're currently at, you can succeed. So if you're here listening to me on my podcast, and it could be that you're listening to this episode after I've already given it and I'm not on live for you, feel free to reach out to me. Again, my name is Pam Heath, and I am the Yes Coach. You can find me on social media as Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and also on Clubhouse. I'm Pammy Jo, also Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. You can find me there. You can reach out to me. You can say, let's talk. Let's have a conversation and see if you're someone I want to go to and have source me. I coach, guide, and train down their emotional barriers that block them from achieving whatever it is they're committed to having in life. You know, so despite the fact that you may be listening to me and some of you may be hearing me for the first time, some of you regularly listen to my show, I've been here on this podcast on Thursday nights for the last 4 years. It's hard to believe I've been broadcasting that long. But for Clubhouse individuals, this is your first experience of me. I am, you know, someone who believes in teaching and training and developing people, specifically conscious, spiritual, creative people, and helping them define what it takes, what actions they have to take. It's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. You know, my book, Say Yes, 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams, gives you a very solid outline of how to go about creating the life of your dreams. So I want to talk a little bit about what it is to manifest, to ask the universe to provide. And in doing so, I'm going to use an analogy. I do that a lot, and I'm a storyteller too, so there was this movie that came out from Disney. It was an animated movie, and it was called Aladdin. It was Robin Williams, the late Robin Williams, who was the voice of the genie. And I know there's a live-action version now starring Will Smith, but I'm not talking about that version. So the song that I'm about to describe is in the live-action version. When I think of the genie from Aladdin, I think of Robin Williams singing this song. It's the song he sings when Aladdin first finds him in the cave and rubs the lamp, and he comes out, "Woo, I'm the genie in the lamp, and I'll grant you 3 wishes. And Aladdin was confused, and it's like, "What do you mean you'll grant me 3 wishes? And the genie set about singing this song, and the song was called "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." Now, I'm not going to sing that song for you. First of all, I can carry a tune, but let's just leave Sleeping Dogs Lie. However, I'm going to tell you some of the lyrics. Why? It's because the lyrics to that song address what I teach people about life and about the universe. So, the song is called "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." Here are the first stanza. Power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, "Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish. It's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? Have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me." Now, consider for a moment that that song, and I didn't sing it, but I said the words, is being sung to you right now. Is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Well, what would you order? A new home, a new car, a new romantic interest? What about your career? The whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available. So if you're recognizing elements of the law of attraction, you are absolutely on point. I'm a strong believer in and a practitioner of the law of attraction. So the law of attraction, this is the law that posits that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings about positive or negative experiences into their life. It is an attractive magnetic power of the universe, and it draws similar energies together. So even the law of gravity is a part of the law of attraction. Whether you believe in it or not, there are universal laws operate on a certain level, and you and I live our lives by these laws. Whether we believe in them or not is irrelevant. Whether we see them or not is irrelevant. They are there. Like gravity, which is one of the most powerful universal laws that we live our lives by, what goes up must come down. And if you go to the roof of your apartment building and jump, you are going down. What goes up must come down. Unless you have some sort of something, machinery, something, that pushes against the invisible law of the universe called gravity, you are going down. And another universal law is the law of balance. So when you first learned how to ride a bicycle for the first time, you may have had training wheels on your bicycle, but when you got to an age where your parents felt that you could ride that bike without the training wheel, you were operating inside a universal law called balance. And that's how you stayed upright on that bicycle. You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't smell it, touch it, or any of that stuff, but yet it is there. There are many universal laws like that, and the law of attraction is one of those universal laws. You focus your intention, your power, everything you are about on a certain wavelength, and whatever it is you're focusing on, you can bring it to you. Regardless of age, nationality, or religious belief, we're all susceptible to the laws that govern the universe, and there are many, many laws that govern the universe, and the law of attraction is just one of them. It uses the power of your mind to translate whatever is in your thoughts and materialize them into reality. In basic terms, all your thoughts turn into things eventually. So if you focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. If you focus your thoughts on positive energy and take the actions that are correlated to that goal or commitment, you will always, always, always find a way to achieve your goals. The law of attraction dictates that whatever can be imagined and held in the mind's eye is achievable if you take action on a plan to get where you want to be. The key is to distinguish what you are committed to and then design structures that give you the action that correlate to that commitment, and you will produce that result every time, no matter what. All you need to bring to the table is a desire and willingness to grow, and most critically, ability to be coached and to take on doing the actions that will forward what you say you want in life. With the correct mindset, a healthy dose of the right attitude, and a powerful connection to the right action, the ordinary person will accomplish extraordinary results. Therefore, a valuable part of what I provide are new practices and habits to take on, which are proven effective coaching concepts, tools, and principles that help give people good things to think about and then act on. And my goal is that my clients find out what works well for them and then put their learning into everyday practice. I don't allow my clients to argue for their limitations. I coach best with people who come to coaching totally human, with all their mistakes, imperfections, and insecurities, but who are also ready for something better, willing to take full responsibility for their lives, and able to act on their values, priorities, and dreams. And I call that being coachable. Expect me to be someone who will always challenge your thought processes. I will even get in your face when you want to hold on to negative conversations that are as old as your freckles. If you're coachable, come to me and I'll coach you to be everything you always dreamed and hoped for, but never thought you could have. It works. I know. I did it. The reason Yes Coaching is training is because I'm going to rearrange your molecules and have you strategizing the actions that you must take in your day-to-day life to produce specific results, and you're going to operate like the things you want are a done deal. Your life will not be the same, and you will not be the same when you take on Yes Coaching. I started my company with the intention that I could give away what it took for me to give up my negative thought patterns to achieve success. I come from a large family with 7 children, and I was the middle and oldest girl. I married relatively late in life. I was 31 years old and had almost given up that I would find Mr. Right. I had 3 children. 1 baby girl died at birth, and my first child died at the age of 30 in 2007 by her own hand. I had to rise above a difficult childhood where I experienced poverty, tragedy, and devastating issues. Through it all, I persevered and now deliver a powerful program to impact people and have them win in life. And I'm here to give away what it takes to achieve success and how no matter where you are in life, you can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who is first willing to define it and then go after it. And I enjoy being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. Success doesn't have to be this elusive thing that you wish for and hope for that you might experience it someday. You can live the dream today. You must simply decide now to be a yes to what it is that you want and then go after it. And start by removing the things that hold you back or drag you down. The partnership that develops between coach and client is meaningful, exciting, and dynamic. Together, I can help you create the life and career path that suits you best. And I believe your life will evolve as a result of the coaching process. I want you to say yes. I want everyone to say yes. Say yes to life. Some folks say that life is like a bowl of chocolate. I say that life is like a baseball game. Life is the pitcher, and you are at bat. Life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. Life pretty much throws all kinds of pitches at you, curveballs and fastballs and just ball after ball after ball. And you swing away, and you don't have much to say about what kind of pitches life pitches at you. But you have everything to say about how you're going to react to the balls that life pitches at you. So, are you going to be a yes? Are you going to be a no? And that's what this is all about. Say yes. It's not that complicated. You can say yes to risk. You can say yes to power, magic, fun. This is the access to eternal youth. You don't need a mythical fountain to drink water. To say yes. Credit card on the table to say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes or walk across hot coals or do anything you don't want to do. You have the opportunity to put a stop to any conversation that you can't do or you can't have or you can't see in your life or your future. You can have anything you want. Just say yes. Let me distinguish something for you. Welcome, Anna. Let me first start that by distinguishing for you that I don't mean that you need to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary just because I'm saying that the science of yes says for you to say yes. There are a lot of things in life it's appropriate to say no to. The word no is not a bad word, and the word yes is not a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm actually referring to is not about what you're saying. It's about what you're doing and who you're being when you're saying whatever it is you're saying. So when you tackle life, you and I, you know, it empowers you to say yes so that you can generate for yourself anything you want in life. You can have it, I promise. You just craft the life of your dreams and remold your life to one of a positive mindset. I'm speaking about a way that your life can revolve around your being open and available to receive everything that the universe has to offer. So I could tell you to say no, tell you to say no to stress and stress-caused illnesses. I could tell you to say no to unemployment and being a victim to your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could tell you that these things that you are not being happy with, I could call my process the things you need to say no to. But see, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that because one of the biggest things I first teach my clients is to be very careful not to affirm with your speaking, that which you do not want. For instance, you don't walk into a restaurant, sit down and pick up the menu, and when the waiter or waitress comes over, look up at them and say, first off, I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. I mean, you wouldn't do that, right? I hope not. And you wouldn't walk into a store, Walmart or Target or, you know, Kohl's, and call the salesperson over and say, listen, Don't show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots. I don't like red with black polka dots. I hate them. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. Actually, I don't like polka dots. So I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots. So don't do it. I don't like that. Now, you wouldn't do that, would you? I sincerely hope not. So why would you say things like, I don't want my life like this. I hate my life. I hate my car. I hate my job. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me that way. I'd like that when you say out loud the things you don't want in your life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. So I teach all my clients, be very careful what words come out of your mouth, because the universe is listening, and the universe is a practical joker. So you keep talking about what you don't want, and you better be careful. The universe may just provide it, because it figures, well, you keep talking about it, you must want it. And it doesn't hear the word not or no. All it hears is that you're consistently talking about that thing. It figures you want that thing, and lo and behold, it'll dump right on your lap. Now, I don't care how old you are. It's never too late to transform your life to a positive mindset. It's never too late. There's a wonderful bit of Chinese wisdom that asks the question, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, the answer is 20 years ago. But the next best time is right now. And I'm convinced that timing is always perfect and everything happens for a reason. So if you're listening right now to me, your timing is perfect. So as a business owner, entrepreneur, a corporate consultant, a motivational speaker, a professional and personal coach, I've had the privilege of working with many people committed to improving their lives and moving beyond personal and professional challenges and obstacles that were holding them back so they could produce specific results in their careers and in their lives. Together, we learned a great deal, and I've made some really great strides. Through my work with different clients, I made a very important discovery that remarkably and powerfully changed my life and became the core of my creation of the Science of Yes. And contrary to what you may have been taught, the secret to a good life is not about having a positive attitude. It's all about taking positive actions. It's the actions you take that are in direct correlation to the results you are committed to producing that really make the difference in life. So in the Science of Yes, it's all about inquiring into what you want and then taking the actions that are correlate with those wants so you can navigate safely through all the obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to these goals. And that is the process in a nutshell. So I'm here every Thursday. I'm actually on my podcast right now, and I open it up to Clubhouse because I'm fairly new to Clubhouse, and I'm crazy in love with it. I find the most fascinating people here, and so I'm here every week at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and I talk about the Science of Yes. Callers are welcome. The number to call into my podcast is area code 760-888-5700, and if you're on Clubhouse and you'd like to speak up, you know, you feel free to do that if you have any questions. I'm here because I'm a coach, and I call myself, and I coach people to have the life of their dreams. And how I go about doing that is giving them a roadmap to take the actions that are correlate with having that life of their dreams. You can navigate through anything. All you have to do is say yes. Now, you know, in life, I've always been an optimistic kind of person. Before I actually created for myself and for my career this distinction called the Science of Yes, I didn't fully understand the power of my optimism. It just seemed like I couldn't translate this basic positive nature I had into actions that moved me through difficult times or opened doors that would allow me to achieve the many dreams I have. And I used to see people, you know, all around me achieve things, but I could never understand why I couldn't, when my mind and attitude were so open and available. And then I started to do this work, the coaching work inside of Yes. And it helps with a positive and powerful mindset, but it also gives me access to improve my performance, my productivity, and achieve so many wonderful opportunities. When you face life with a yes spirit, you'll be creating positive energy and hope, not just for yourself, but it's infectious. It's for the other people in your life as well. And the positive energy you create will help you get things done and make good things happen in your environment, helping you to move easily through these difficult and very challenging times that we currently live in. I mean, really, people have so much to be concerned about these days. We're working harder than ever, and we're moving faster. We're multitasking, answering our cell phones while we're sending emails, while we're tweeting and hooting and snapping and making friends and dealing with people that we may actually never meet in person or even truly know. We meet them on internet sites that rob us of our time while giving very little back to us in true reward or value. And the current political climate, though it's hopeful right now because we had a change of the guard, it's overwhelming. The attack on the Capitol, everything that's going on right now as our new president takes office, and the negative energy that's being blasted, it's almost tangible. It's like the air is hard to breathe. There's depressing stuff happening. And we wake up with an endless list of things we need to accomplish. And half the time, we barely get through that list and go to bed completely exhausted, tossing and turning as you mentally prepare yourself to take on the next day. It's no wonder that our effectiveness and our efficiency suffers. Life has become very complicated, and the pressure mounts every day. And most of us find we have fewer moments of actual happiness, time for our family and friends, and little or no time for ourselves and our dreams. And I know how hurried life feels, because I feel it too. With all that's going on, we hardly have time to breathe. So you may be asking yourself, how is it that I have the nerve to come along and tell you to say yes? Okay, so wait for it. Yes, and the energy of yes will move you quickly and gently to calmer waters when you can get there and manage your life and all your responsibilities inside of yes, powerful platforms. You have time, you have energy for your family and for your friends. Life does get more simple. And more importantly, yes, we'll have you discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace life in ways that you didn't know was possible when you're striving for the things that you love. It's easy. It's an understandable practice. It's a pathway to a more focused and productive and exhilarating life. And I'm convinced that the science of yes will work for anybody. It works for me. It'll work for you. It'll work for anybody in your life. And I know things can be better and life can be easier and your dreams can come true. So the thing that I get asked the most when I give lectures and workshops or seminars about the science of yes is, what about no? Isn't there something I'm supposed to say no to? Am I supposed to say yes to everything? Look, having a positive attitude about everything, it actually helps in the long run, and it will make things a little bit easier. But I'm not having this whole conversation to make you feel good about certain situations or just speaking the word yes, yes, yes out loud, you know, like it has magic just in the speaking. I keep saying it over and over, and I'll keep saying it. It's not about the word, the yes actions that you take. When you have a goal, when you have something you want to produce, you don't say, how do I feel about this goal? You say, what do I do about this goal? So, yes, I am a glasses half full kind of gal by nature. And I'm not saying that you have to be the kind of individual who feels that the glass is half full in order to live in the world of yes. When I was young, there was this song. The song was called High Hopes, and I believe it was Frank Sinatra who sang it. It's about this ant who needs to move a rubber tree plant, which is gigantic compared to his small size, but he is determined. And oops, there goes another rubber tree plant, because he took it on and he got it done. So the thing about high hopes, you can create miracles inside of them. It does take work, like the ant. You got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. And the actions you take are structured for you to produce results. Not sitting on the couch imagining results or fantasizing about results. You get out there in the world and you go for it, full tilt boogie. And when you set out to produce results, always in life there'll be obstacles. It's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going your way, but staying the course and being focused and intentional about what you're up to when things are not going your way, that takes willpower and commitment. So you have to develop what you need to develop for yourself when things aren't going your way. What will get you back in the saddle again when you get unseated? For me, I listen to uplifting music. Also, I'll call people who I know are in a good space, and I'll speak with them and have them help lift me up. And I admit at times, I'll tell the truth about it, when I am having a difficult time treating myself to something good to eat, sometimes gets me going. I mean, you need to look for yourself and see what you need to do. Seek out and learn what you need to do to get back in the saddle when life throws a curveball that unseats you. And remember to surround yourself with positive people in your life. And if the people in your life are naysayers who are constantly berating you and telling you you won't amount to much, well, you have some serious work to do to get positive people in your life. They're out there. Find them. They're like-minded individuals who believe in you and will support you and empower you when you need it most. And I realize that there's some people who have family members who are kind of down on them. And I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm here to tell you it's not something you can use as an excuse not to have the life of your dreams. You might have to leave them alone until you get where you're going. It's important that you remain focused and that you're empowered. If they drain you or take away from your belief in yourself, you need to stop being around them. And that might sound harsh, and I recognize that, but it's more important that you have a healthy relationship to your dreams and your desires. You don't have to give them up just because some of the people in your life think you're not worthy. It's been my experience that people who are engaged in life, who are making things happen, who love their work, or have a hobby that excites them, often these people have a more positive outlook in life. And so the question is, who do you know who is engaged with life? And then the next question would be, how can you meet people like that? All it takes is connecting with one positive person. And when you find him or her, I promise you that there'll be other positive people around them. There is no pond that only has one fish. Find a meetup with similar interests to yours. Go to networking events in your city. Even virtually, you can do this. Reach out on your social media for like-minded individuals. It's not complicated at all. Listen, I want you to be clear about something. I'm not perfect. I hope you fully understand I have headaches and down moments and negative thoughts just like the rest of the world, even though I'm the yes coach. I'm not a robotic optimist and an inexperienced in disappointments and heartache and setbacks and pain. I'm a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide in 2007. I've been beaten by my significant other and put in the hospital. I bought my dream home and lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless and I lived in my car because I had nowhere else to go. But through all those experiences, I have learned this. The sooner I can shift into positive action, and the sooner I begin to get better and back in positive action. Another important thing I want to point out is that the science of yes is not just about dealing with obstacles and challenges that life has. It's also about fulfilling on the incredible opportunities and dreams that you have. Perhaps you've been thinking about going back to school or learning to play the piano or hang gliding or traveling to Europe or other countries. Maybe you have a novel to write, an apartment to rent, or a business to start. The Science of Yes will have you approach opportunities in powerful, positive mindset, and then has you actually be excited about life like a kid in a candy store. My mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. Part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners, healers, spiritual workers, and all conscious professionals the tools to have an abundant, thriving practice utilizing my tools from the Science of Yes. So you can reach out to me, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. My website is www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. For those of you who are here on my podcast, I'm here every week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For those of you that are listening on Clubhouse, I'm also opening up my podcast to Clubhouse every week on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can reach out to me here. You can send me messages via Instagram or Facebook. I am Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. The Science of Yes is part of the New Age Guild and Spirit Talk Radio. The New Age Guild is a metaphysical membership directory that'll get you in front of all the right clients at the right time. You can visit us at www.newageguild.com. Come and join us. If you're a practitioner of spirituality, a medium, a tarot reader, you can beautifully present and promote yourself online by showcasing your services. So share your latest news, educate your tribe, and join us at the New Age Guild. We want you in our community. Thank you for joining me on my podcast. And we still have a few minutes to go. I just want to check in and see if you have anything you want to ask me. We have someone on Clubhouse on the stage. Anna, is there any question you want to ask me or anything I can address for you inside the Science of Yes?
Absolutely amazing.
Well, tell us.
Everything that you said is just so powerful, and I truly believe in something greater than us. I was reading a book called Mental Alchemy by Ralph Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
It's written in 1978, and he was a part of the Rosicrucian Society, which was based on the West Coast. And it talked a lot about everything you're saying about shifting your mindset. And for me personally right now, I really wanted everything that I have now. I don't know if you've heard the Billie Eilish song, Everything I Ever Wanted.
Yeah.
I love that song. And because it's like a twisted song, kind of like she had everything she wanted, but she still, you know, was unhappy. But I have everything that I've been praying for that would help me make this shift. I need to be no water. And I have a small child. And, you know, she can remotely learn. I can now remotely work. I actually have my finances in place. And I don't know what is the fear. I don't know what's preventing me, but I just haven't really been able to pinpoint a place to go. But I know that for my health and my mental health, I need to be near a warm body of water, whether it be the Caribbean, the Pacific Islands, or, you know, southern Florida. But I'm having a really difficult time taking the action.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are really difficult times. One of the things that you'll find is that if you've been very powerfully related to your desires and your wishes and your dreams and manifesting them, and you're struggling with it right now, it could be that something that's draining your energy and keeping you from being focused. And so one of the things I invite you to do is to look and see if there is something in your environment, not just someone, but something that's blocking your ability to, you know, it sounds like you naturally are connected to your desires and you manifest them powerfully. And a lot of people do. A lot of people have a very strong connection spiritually to the energy that the universe operates on. It's kind of funny because you know, the best analogy that I can point to is Star Wars when they talk about the Force. You know, there is an energy that resonates in the universe. I call it yes. You could call it the Force, but you can tap into it. It's there for the youth because we, as human beings, are energy. And just like your phone, it works until it runs out of juice, and then you have to charge it. We're the same way. We work until we run out of juice, and then we have to charge. So look in your life and see, is there something that's draining your energy and it's undistinguished for you that it's doing that? Or someone?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. The reason I'm asking you, this is based on what you're saying to me. You're Anna, right? Anna, you sound like someone who is naturally connected spiritually to the universe, and you have the ability to manifest. That's what I got from you. But right now you're kind of, I can hear it. Right now you're struggling specifically because you want to live near a body of water. Normally you would just manifest what you want. Booga booga, right? But something's in the way. It's being blocked, your manifestation powers. So what I'm asking you to do, and you might have to think about it, is there something or someone who is draining your energy right now?
The first thing that comes to mind is my child.
They are powerful drainers, but I'll tell you something about your children. They also give as good as they get. How old is your child?
5.
Yes. They give as good as they get. They have the ability to suck and drain your energy, but they can give it back, but you have to ask for it. Your child can source you just like you or them. I doubt it's your child, but I do know that you have to allow the child. It's circular. They take, they also give. They take, they give. If you let them, they give energy. And it could be that you're doubting yourself. If they're 5 years old, you're only 5 years into the journey of parenthood. It could be that you're doubting yourself.
I definitely want to do what will bring both of us the most peace. And I'm really conscious of what the stability of having a familiar home, familiar neighbors, and how wonderful that is for a child and how safe my child feels right now where we currently are located.
I encourage you to have those conversations out loud so the universe can hear you saying your desire. And I don't know how to say this. I sometimes startle people when I say that. This, you know, you can be a demand. Not like a jerk, okay? But more like, listen, I need this. Can you hurry up, please? Where is it? I told you I wanted this. Like that. Not like a jerk, but a demand. You can be that way. Why? Because it's promised to you. Anything you want, the universe is, I don't know if you probably weren't here at the beginning when I talked about the universe is like the genie in Aladdin. Have you ever seen that animated film, the one with Robin Williams as the Gene, not the live-action one. You know when he sings, "You ain't never had a friend like me." That's the universe. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm the maitre d'. Just whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. That's the universe granting anything you ask, but you have to ask. And, you know, don't do it in an elevator with other people because they'll think you're crazy. But you can talk out loud. Whatever you need to do to generate your power again, because something is siphoning your power, and you don't know yet what it is. But now that I've said it in your ear, I want you to start noticing, look around, and it probably isn't your child, though it could be. And the reason I say it probably isn't, because children do drain, but they give back. Children are innocent, especially that age. They're not taking it on purpose, and they give it back if you let them. They give.
My child is amazing.
Yes, they give as good as they get. They take your energy, but they give it back. Not like adults who suck you like, you know, like an egg, you know? Probably
well, I
isn't
will
your
say
child.
Your action comments. Someone recently invited me to Hawaii, and that person's children are best friends with my daughter. And I thought, what an awesome opportunity to have this experience so that she has a friend. And this beautiful place near this body of water, and I've been hesitating on purchasing the ticket, but I think something in my spirit is telling me that I should do it, and that it's just an act of letting the universe know that I'm very serious.
Exactly. You got it. Ding, 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 ding. It's like saying to the universe, I'm ready. Now, you've got some stuff to deal with because we're still in quarantine. But if this is later on in the year, things are looking up. Things are looking hopeful because, you know, we've got a changing of the guard in the White House, and he is focused on this pandemic. And I'm thinking things are going to finally get back to some semblance of normalcy. That's just my show. It's about to end. You know, so I agree with you 100%. Taking actions that show the universe. And I've been to Hawaii. You go, girl, with your bad self. You know, it is a wonderful place to take your child. A wonderful place. So pray about it. Reflect on it. If you have a practice of meditation, meditate on it. Because that sounds like a perfect thing. And keep looking. Keep looking like Sherlock Holmes. What's draining your energy? What's stopping you? What's blocking you? Just like that, just like I'm saying it. What's blocking me? There's something blocking me because I normally manifest on a dime. What's going on? Where is it? Where is it? Sniff it out. Something's taking you away from your normal ability to manifest. Whatever it is, it's got to go. I don't care what it is. It's got to go. And it's 98% sure it's not your child. Hi, is that Jenna? Is that your name, Jenna?
Oh, yes, my name is Gina. I'm really new to this, so I'm not even sure, like, what kind of questions to ask. But I'm interested by your title, The Science of Yes. What is that about, if you don't mind?
I'll tell you exactly what it's about. So what that is I am what I call the
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.